Okay. There's Mr. Schweitzer, Lapel, the rest of the crowd here. Today's world became very fashionable Lagwaina parties. And if you stop the average person on the street and you ask them, what happened, where did Lagwaina begin? Now they'll point out Marone, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, some connection they came up with. And they'll say, that's the Yisoy, that's the Makar for the Lagwaina celebration. But here, Bethel, we're proud, you're proud, to say that we daven Ashkenaz. We don't daven Sfarada upstairs, we daven Ashkenaz. In Minhag Ashkenaz, Lag BaOmer existed way before as well. In fact, the origins of the Yom Tov, making the Yom Tov of Lag BaOmer, starts with a Ramah. Ramah says you don't say Tachton. We always don't know. Is it a Yom Tov, you don't say Tachton? You don't say Tachton, it's a Yom Tov. But a Chassidim, the Halsach Yom Tov, the ganze Yom. So what you do, you don't say Tachton. That's what it says, that's all it says, Roy. Don't say Tachton, it's Nishta Grace is up. The legend goes, that led them to a part of it. Ramah himself, right, source of all Minhagim of Ashkenaz, was Nifter, his yard side is also on Lag BaOmer. I say also, assume the Rashbi as well. So Lag BaOmer was the yard side of Ramah. The legend that goes around, the Leib Ivri, one of the students of the Chassam Sofer, who was the son Bechor, of the Chassam Sofer, he writes down in his Pirish, on the Tzavol, the Chassam Sofer, he writes down a footnote that he heard. It's going much later, it's already late 1800s, early 1900s. He heard the Piyashmua going back to when the Ramah was Nifter, which is 1500s, that when the Ramah was Nifter, they wrote it to Hesed that he produced 33 Svarim. He was 33 years old. It was the 33rd day of the Oiner, and they were going to give him 33 Shvachas. They were going to come with 33 praises. Later, commentators point out that a lot of the stuff I just said is probably not true. There were more than 33 Shvarim. He wasn't 33 or 3 years old when he passed away. But the 33 Shvarim, it says they sat around by the Levaya of the Ramah, and they came up with 32 Shvarim. I'm not sure why they couldn't come up with a 33rd. The legend said, the Gabbai of the Shul got up and said, I want to tell you something no one knows about. The Ramah used to dress up, because it becomes a source of the minhag of dressing up, on Purim. And Purim by night, he would go around dressed up, knowing who he was, and we remind people that you have to remember to say Ma'ariv. They say, oh, that's another Shvach. 33 Shvachim to the Ramah. So they officially, according to the legend, they have 33 Shvachim, 33 Shvarim. They want to say he died in Shin Lama Gimel, which is 333 in the Hebrew year. That's definitely not true. That's not arguable. It says on his Kevah, 332. But either way, this is the legend that goes around about the 333 concept of the Ramah. But one thing is clear. The Ramah did die in Lag BaOmer. That it says on his Kevah. Shin Lama Beis. The year Shin Lama Beis. And this custom of Purim is something that we are not to. People want to daven Ma'ariv in a minute on Matzah Purim, even though sometimes it depends on what you drink the whole day. So I figured I will connect. I'm not the first one. Purim and Lag BaOmer. Purim and Lag BaOmer. So the tour in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh brings down I think in English, menamek, I think is the word. A remez of Akbash. Akbash, you take the first letter of the alphabet, the last letter of the alphabet, and the second to the last, the second to the last, third. And he says, what do we do? Akbash by Pesach. Aleph, the first night of Pesach, goes with the top of Tisha B'Av. Same night of the year. Some have a custom, that's the reason for the custom, to have an ed. By the Savior, different reasons for the custom. Some say, to remind you, it's going to be Tisha B'Av. Some say, but don't sweat that as well. At Beis is going to be Shavuos, which makes sense because it's Shavuos Oimer. And it goes on and on. And then it says, Not in the Menamek, that's what's odd. But the Torah also says that, by the way, when it comes to Vav, when it comes to Purim, and Lag BaOmer are the same. The sixth night is going to be equal to Purim and Lag BaOmer. But this means it's a connection. He says the phrase, Eleg Chai. Purim and Lag BaOmer go together. So even though this legend sounds interesting, we do connect Purim to Lag BaOmer. The Ramah died, and there's a minute, that, maybe that's why they chose that minute, to have this Pelek Chai. So what happened after Ramah passed away in the 1500s? Became a custom that on the Ramah Yahrzeit in Krakow, I've been there, they would give Hespedim on the Yahrzeit of Ramah. Even today, you go to Krakow today, Lag BaOmer, there's a lot of people there. Not only that, it's written down. He said before the Chassam Sofer, he's the son of the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer had another son, many, many giant children. The Michtav Sofer. The Michtav Sofer was the Rav in Krakow. From 1860 to the 1880s, and in his sefer, it was published after he passed away years later, Miracle have gone out, worth reading the Adama there, and how the history of the survived World War II. There it says, has the drushes, about 10 of them, the drushes that the Michtav Sofer gave as the Rav of Krakow in Krakow, my boy. When the Michtav Sofer passed away, his son in law took over, Rabbi Akiva Kornitzer, and in the Svarim of Rabbi Akiva Kornitzer as well, it has some of the drushes he gave in Lagoyim in Krakow. As an historical note, the last couple of years of the Michtav Sofer's life, Rabbi Akiva Kornitzer gave the Hesper. You look at the years, it doesn't make sense. What? If Michtav Sofer was still the Rav of Krakow, why was the son in law given the Hesper? And they write there, the grandson writes over, you should know, the last 3 years of the Michtav Sofer's life, he was an honorable politician, and he was in Vienna by the parliament, the Goyish parliament, and since he was dealing with Tzara Ketziver, he couldn't give it to the gave it to Akiva Kornitzer. When Akiva Kornitzer passed away, amazingly, 1890s, early 1890s, they have a journal printed in Krakow, and he writes there that they had a suffix, who should speak now? They don't know who should do it now. So they took Rebunim Sofer, the son of the Michtav Sofer, Bromov Akiva Sofer, for 1 year he did it. And then later on, Nechem Yosef Kornitzer took over as the Rav in Krakow in the 1920s, and he has in his drushes, you look up, several drushes he gave in Lagoyim. So Lagoyim is a day, going back in Ashkenaz history, in Krakow, Galicia, but Ashkenaz history, of giving Hespedim on the Ramah. What did the Hespedim encounter? Didn't just stop saying 33 Shvachim, which is a nice thing. What they did was, is they would quote a Ramah, they quote an halacha, and then they would try to say who agrees, who doesn't agree, make a filter out of it. Well, Lamai said, if we stand up and we only talk about the Ramah, the little people will say this is not a real Lagoyim party. No bonfire, no Rashbi, this is terrible. So we're going to have to do, hopefully, is we're going to talk in a Rashbi and a Ramah, we'll mix it together, we'll have Vishnitz, and I'm not sure which to represent. Everyone in Klai Yisrael today.
Bells.
Tazan, we'll all get together. So I decided we'll find one Rashbi. He has many members in Shas. What he represents, and hopefully we can tie it to Ramah, and then we could get dessert. So the Rashbi has a famous path in life. Mar Brachas, Lamahem Beis. The Rashbi argues, and the Rashbi says that a person has no right to have work. You can't go to work. You have to be busy all day learning. People argue on it. People try to be like the Rashbi, the Gemara says, it can't happen. You have to be on a certain level to be like the Rashbi. Kulay, immersed in Torah, nothing else available. And again, it says that people try to cannot do it, and the world knows, generals know to do the other pathway of working and learning, living and learning. That's the Rashbi's methodology. Ramah sort of opens the Ramah to the second statement, but everyone quotes it as the first statement for some reason. Ramah begins his notes on the Shulchan Aruch by saying, everyone has to know Hagah, Shavisi Hashem L'Rekitam. You have to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu in front of you at all times. When you're doing anything, recognize Hashem in front of you. Like the Hasidim would say, when a person is putting shoes together, to have the Kavanas that are going on, Kavanas Arizal. Which means the Rashbi's Mahal of life, on some level, you could say it was the opening words of the Ramah in his magnum opus, to say that you have to recognize you might not be able to be like the Rashbi, we don't pass them like the Rashbi, but if you're going to go to work, know one thing, Shavisi Hashem L'Rekitam. And that's a path in life to take, to know that whatever you're doing, you have to have Hashem in front of you. And the Ramah says, Barichas, you look it over. He says the obvious phrase. People act differently when they think someone's watching them. Years ago, professor's not here, but years ago in the Kahneman, he does the psychology, practice psychology. They did an amazing study. They put a coffee thing that you have to pay, I don't know what it was, let's say a dollar, in an office. Everyone who comes has to pay a dollar. Honor system. Give a dollar, there's a cup there, and you give a dollar for the coffee. And what they did was, an amazing study, they would put a painting on top of the coffee machine. They were doing different paintings. Whatever the paintings they have, a beautiful beachfront, snow mountains, raining, whatever it is. And every third or whatever second week they would do, it depends on which study, they would put in a painting of someone who's looking at you. It would be an eyeball looking at you. And they noticed, subconsciously, that the weeks, unless it's worked out that way, the weeks that the eyeball was in the paintings, the money in the cup was like tenfold. Tenfold. That's what they're writing about a study of what happens. It's a psychology thing. And that's subconscious. So the point is that if you live your life and you assume, and we know it, that someone's watching us at all times, our life becomes different. So if we can't be like the Rashbi, I don't mind attempting it, but if you can't be like the Rashbi, and you have to go with the regular world and have avoido with other things, know that in the avoido, Shavis Hashem Lev Yitam and always. So we mix the Rashbi with Ramon, celebration of the Rashbi and Maron, Ramon Krakow, and with that, hopefully, if the whole Yisrael gets together, of bells, of business, of everywhere else together, after Salom, hopefully we celebrate Shavuos in Yerushalayim together. Amen.